Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, October 31st. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down 2.5 cents, December wheat up a penny, and January beans down 5.75 cents. Currently, we've got crude oil down 66 a barrel. The metals are mixed. Dow Jones is about steady out here. The U.S. dollar is up 21 ticks, back up to 98.56. We did have some export sales announcements this morning, 264,000 metric tons of beans to China, 101,000 metric tons of corn to Barbados, so that's a new purchase there, 110,000 metric tons of sorghum to unknown. So a little bit of export business might firm up the openings here after selling off and finishing on our lows in the corn and beans. Now, as I've been saying, I thought, you know, October would be a strong month and then sell off into November. So, you know, I still think that's a realistic possibility. Corn should be 75% harvested tonight. And I think the weight of these extra bushels coming in is going to put a little bit of pressure on this market in the month of November. I think the same thing for the beans. The harvest is, you know, they're fairly well done. We got a place, got to find a place to put all these beans, and I think lower prices are certainly possible out here. You know, I don't think we're entering into some new bear market or, you know, some big phase on the downside, but I do think we can give up some of the gains we've made in October. My guess is we'll make a low sometime December 2nd or December 1st. And again, around the first of the new year, but we'll try to be patient in reowning some of these call options out here. Again, the harvest should be pretty well done tonight. There's some concerns about the weather in the southeast moving west and bringing some drought with it. I think that's realistic. I think that's one of the things supporting the wheat out here. It's a little bit dry in the southern plains, so certainly something to keep an eye on. Weather in Brazil, they actually got some rains in both the north and the south, so they don't look like they're in terrible shape there. Some problems in Argentina getting all the beans in, but for the most part, I think we're going to drift lower here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.